97.1 FM Talk. On demand audio.
Gosh, it's difficult to look back on the last 15 years doing mornings on Y98 and not get emotional. I mean, I started at this station when I was in my 20s, and like every life event has happened. I got engaged while I was here. I got married. I was a newlywed when I started on the morning show. We have shared so many stories over the years, and you have been so supportive of me that I can never thank you enough.
What's happening?
Go, you know the thing.
What the hell is going on?
In other news.
Not the way I really wanted to start this morning, but Jen Myers, cherished morning host and longtime music director at Y98, has passed away. Jen dedicated 15 years of her life to bringing warmth, joy, and advocacy to the airwaves. Known for her vibrant personality and relentless compassion, Jen leveraged her voice and energy to champion numerous causes close to her heart. She rallied her listeners to support transformative organizations like Pedal the Cause, St. Louis Children's Hospital, the Allie Hinkle Heart Foundation, and Pink Ribbon Good, raising hundreds of thousands of dollars.
Jen Myers, I got to work with her here for a year and a half, probably, maybe before her illness took a toll enough that she had to step away. And you have never met a more generous or friendly person in your life. She was, everything you heard on the air was Jen.
She was strong-willed.
Yeah, very sweet, very just, when you were talking to her, it was like there was nobody else in the room with you. And, I mean, I didn't know her as well as a lot of people here at the radio station, but what a great human being. Sue, I know you were really good friends with Jen.
Yep. I sold she and Ryan their first house.
Wow.
And I helped them sell it and buy their second house.
Yeah.
And she was just good people.
She was a great friend to so many people, and obviously so many of the listeners at Y98 over the years who got to know her. You know, here's the other thing about her. She lived her life to the fullest, and when she realized the likely outcome of her illness, she didn't give up. She kept fighting right up until the very end. But she stepped away from her duties here. She gave up her job and she left the radio station, I don't know, 18 months ago almost, probably.
Something like that.
And she just decided to live every day with her family.
Yeah.
And they took trips together, and she battled the entire time going through chemo and treatments and all of that. And every time you saw her, she'd post an update with her family with a smile on her face. Spending every quality moment she could with her children. We could all learn something from that.
Right.
Thanks for that choice. Mark. That was well put. And she was strong-willed. That's what Carl was trying to say.
Yeah.
Right. But yes. Always with a smile.
Always.
Yes.
And so she was always up for anything and did it with a smile, no matter what the circumstances.
Yeah. I don't think we could say it any better than that. She could be missed by a lot of people.
Yep.
Just to let you guys know, Y98 will be talking about this around 7:25 this morning. So, they're going to have a nice little tribute to her.
Good.
Jack Jones, the Grammy-winning crooner, known for the timeless hits and
Love.
Oh, he did that song.
He did the Love Boat song.
Okay. Wow.
He passed away at the age of 86 from a prolonged battle of leukemia. Elon Musk, his wealth has surged $34 billion. He made it in a single day.
Oh, my gosh.
Following Tesla's blockbuster earnings report, which drove the stock up by 22%, marking its best performance since 2013, Musk's net worth now stands at $270.3 billion, widening his lead over Jeff Bezos by $61 billion. Now, while Tesla's stock remains the primary driver of his fortune, his stakes in SpaceX, social media company Platform X, and AI venture XAI also contributed to his financial success.
Yeah, I love how the haters will all say, well, he's, you know, the Twitter stock's gone down in value since he took over and blah, blah, blah. He don't care, folks. I got a message for you. That's not what's driving Elon's wealth. And he's having a ball at the same time,
How many people are so wealthy they can give away $1 million every single day for about 2 weeks?
Yeah.
To someone who's agreeing to sign this pact to support constitutional rights.
And I'll bet you if Kamala Harris was to win for some reason, he'll get prosecuted by the Department of Justice for that. They'll try to claim he was somehow violating
election laws,
law, even though he's not paying anybody to vote for anything or anyone.
Yeah, you can still vote for Harris.
You can vote for whoever you want.
And still be in the drawing.
He just wants you to sign up for this...
this pact.
Pact,
but
right.
It just supports constitutional rights.
Yeah.
That's it.
I know.
It's funny to think that his $1 million he's giving away is like a dollar of our money.
Oh, yeah.
Like,
yeah,
really, like, he's just like,
here's $10.
Yeah, I'm like, oh, Lord.
I know.
Morgan Wallen's One Night at a Time World Tour has set a new record as the highest grossing country tour of all time. Originally scheduled to end in October of 2023, Wallen extended the tour to 2024, adding 28 shows across the U.S. and Europe.
I'm glad that he did. Rehab is expensive. He needs to keep working.
Made some mistakes in the past.
He needs to stop drinking.
That would be a good idea.
I just want to pass this along with Thanksgiving on the horizon. Sam's Club is the latest chain announcing its Thanksgiving deals. And this year, members can feed 10 people for under $100. The company announced that the store brand Member's Mark will be priced under $100 this year. And the full list includes, you're going to get a whole smoked turkey. You'll get dinner rolls, macaroni and cheese, mashed potatoes, 12-inch pumpkin pie, Brussels sprouts, cranberry crunch salad, don't know what that is, and sweet potatoes. So
I have
you get
a hard
all
time.
That for under $100.
I don't know. Not if you have a bunch of men eating. I am stunned at how much men can eat. Not just my husband, but my son. I'll make a whole meal, and my husband eats it, and then he's like, all right, I'm ready for like
dessert.
Seconds and thirds. I'm like, what are you, what? Where are you putting all of this?
Easton, too.
Easton can put some... Yeah, he eats tons of... Well, he was eating tons of broccoli, or according to him,
disposal.
It's Ockley.
Ockley. See, at least he's eating healthy.
There you go.
He does eat pretty healthy at our house, yeah. Lots of Ockley.
Good job, Ryan.
Yeah.
Get more at 971talk.com.